Now in Bedford and Lynchburg, 39 in Amherst, 43 in Roanoke and Salem, 41 in Danville.
Okay. Salem's still my favorite place right now.
Because it's a little, just a little bit warmer.
Just a little bit. Hey, we're so privileged to have in the studio right now Lily Meehan. She works for the city of Lynchburg, and we were probing all kinds of questions about plumbing and, and different things. She works with the, well, give us your official title and pull that microphone right up to you.
Yeah, sure.
And yours won't fall off, I promise, for the most part.
Got me nervous. I'm Lily Meehan. I work for Lynchburg Water Resources. I'm the education and outreach coordinator there.
So, I have, we're bringing you in because we talked to Jerry the other day, and he said, you know, we need to get people, you know, in the Lynchburg area and really beyond, because this plays into even your, maybe your septic systems too, mm-hmm. because a lot of people don't understand plumbing, as you said, while we were in that news break. This is the time of year where people are putting greasier things down their pipes. Would that be a fair statement with the holidays coming?
Yes. Everyone's home. They're eating their tasty feasts. They're deep frying turkeys and making, you know, their tacos and whatever other festivities that they want to make. Bacons mm-hmm. for BLT and whatever. All sorts of tasty things that produce a lot of grease.
Right.
And so while you're eating your feast, you know, we want you to enjoy those things. Mm-hmm. But once you go to your cleanup, don't just wash it down your drain, because that can cause a lot of problems for us in the field and for you at home too in your pipes. So that would be my key takeaway for this morning. If you remember nothing else, if you log off right now, just remember, don't pour grease down your drain, please.
Well, I have to ask, you mentioned everybody's home, and I would think that the pandemic has had to impact that. I mean, people are cooking at home that have literally never cooked at home. Mm-hmm. You know, they kind of stopped eating out, and they had to kind of rein that in. I mean, has that also created a bigger issue?
Yeah, we have seen a lot of different things coming through our pipes that we don't normally see. And surprisingly, it's not, we are definitely seeing a lot of grease in our pipes, but what we see more of at the beginning of the pandemic was flushable wipes.
Oh.
And wipes in our pipes where people were cleaning a lot more, mm-hmm. Staying home a lot more. And so instead of placing those wipes in the trash, they actually flush them down their toilet, which also causes problems because flushable wipes are not flushable, even though they say they are. There's this huge lawsuit.
Right.
So don't flush flushable wipes either.
Flushable
wipes. Even
though
they say they're flushable, I mean, you can flush them down a toilet, but guess what else you can flush down a toilet?
Yeah.
G.I. Joe men, candy. Like, you can flush all sorts of stuff down toilets.
They
but
don't break
you
down.
Should. Right. They do not.
They don't break down
break
like
down.
Toilet paper does.
Nope. And they combine with all the other stuff that you might put down your sink and your toilet or your shower, and they make these huge clogs in our pipes, mm-hmm. Which are just take forever for us to get out and cause all sorts of problems for our infrastructure, and takes our crews away from their home during fun times like this, because they're mm-hmm. on call all the time.
I am fascinated by that mm-hmm. because one of the things that I utilize is Grove Naturals, and they have a wipe that I really thought was flushable.
Hmm. Yeah, so the rule of thumb is to only flush the three P's down your toilet, which are...
Hello.
Here we go.
Pee, poo, and toilet paper.
Okay.
So there you go. That's the three P's. That's the only thing that you should ever flush down
okay.
your toilet.
Isn't it fun
yeah.
how we didn't even know for sure what we'd be talking
but
about?
This but whole show's gone down the toilet from earlier on.
From the balloon example.
Right.
Yes.
There you go.
That was interesting. Now, I'd ask you before we went on the air about... using, you know, because people are trying to keep things moving and going, we use baking soda and white vinegar, which works really well at keeping things kind of cleaned out. Of course, you say when people do that, it just pushes it onto you.
Yeah, so it's a tricky thing. So you have to think that you're not the only one feeding our entire city sewer lines, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole bunch of people feeding those lines, and you might keep it out of your pipes by using different things like enzymes or whatever else, but you have to think about how it's interacting with the entire community's system. And so the best way to protect our pipes and to protect your pipes is just prevention. Don't put stuff down your pipes and in your sink and your toilet and your shower that shouldn't go down there.
What about things like corn? You know, I mean, you know, you're cleaning up the dishes, a little bit of corn, that'll go down the pipe, you know, and how do garbage disposals kind of muck up the works? Because they're sort of grinding it all up.
Yeah. So there's another rule of thumb for that. So anything Over a quarter of an inch is going to clog your pipe. So anything that goes down your drain, that's a quarter of an inch, will clog your pipe eventually.
You are quite the mythbuster this morning because you'll see things where they'll say, you know, use coffee grounds and that helps clean out your pipes. You're crying a little BS on that one, I hear.
Yeah, what I do with my coffee grinds is, and this is true story, I keep them in a glass container and then I go pour them on my plants outside.
That's what compost, I do. Yeah.
It keeps, I use supposedly them. Keeps the slugs away.
Yeah. Well, so. And it also enriches the nutrients in there too.
Well, so this is another way of composting. Instead of, you know, it's another way to recycle your waste at home. Mm-hmm. Compost it instead of pouring it down your drain.
Right.
Keeps it out of the landfill, keeps it out of your pipes, and does something good for
the same thing with eggshells and things like that.
Yeah. Right.
It actually adds a lot of nutrition to your garden and that kind of thing.
What about hot, super hot water? Like if I've got something, I've got a little greasy, let's just say it's an oil spill in my sink.
Okay.
And I want it to go down. So my hot water heater set pretty warm.
Mm-hmm.
Now that breaks it down to where it goes down the drain.
It sure would.
But the
it's
further it goes, right, it might only get 15, 20, maybe 30 feet.
Sure.
And then it's going to cool off in those pipes.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So you have to think all of the pipes in our city are underground.
Right.
When you're underground, things
are
a lot colder down there.
Yeah, there's a freeze line for a reason.
It doesn't matter how hot it is when you put it in your sink. It might disappear. You might not see it anymore. But I can assure you it is showing up in a pipe down line. And we have cameras that can go in through the pipes to show that. It's really cool. But there are definitely grease getting in there, and if you mix it with hot water, it's going to melt at your sink, but it will solidify later down the line when it gets colder and is introduced to colder environments.
Can you dispel another myth? This is more of a movie myth. What about creatures in pipes? Can you talk about creatures?
Well, we do have one of my friends, Jamie. Mm-hmm. He works our camera crew.
He's got
a really cool picture, actually, where he was taking the camera down through the pipe and saw a little mouse down there.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cute. It's a cute little picture he has.
Save him. Gotta go in and save him. Okay. I'm distracted now. So can they live in there?
Yeah, they can get in and out. It's okay.
Okay.
They're all right.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure. I got a little distracted by the animals. You know how I am.
Let's talk. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Janet.
So I've had this argument in my house.
Okay.
This is the reason I'm asking you this. I mean, let's be honest. I just want to prove that I'm right. It doesn't happen often. So at least not at home. I'm a big proponent of the food catchers that you put into your sink.
Those are great.
So you say, yes, they do work and
they're
beneficial.
I think those are great. What the best protocol for them, for just your entire sink washing protocol at your house, if you were to be very strict about it, the best thing to do is to take whatever you have in your pans and your pots and your dishes, wipe them out into the trash.
Right.
And then pour out whatever you have, wipe it out into the trash, and then clean it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the best way to do it. Just minimal amount of stuff the least amount of stuff you can keep in your sink, the best. But the catchers are pretty good for those things that you might not be able to get out or stuck in the cracks or whatever.
Dollar store you can buy.
They can be, and you can get, there are even some like on Amazon and those places that are really, really good ones. They're not the wire ones, which are kind of harder to clean.
Right.
But they're just a nicer stainless steel.
Okay.
They work really great. Mm-hmm. They look really good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't bend like some of the others. And I really like them because it keeps all that stuff that you were talking about that has a way of getting down in there.
Yeah, sure.
Because otherwise it's going to go down.
It's going to go down.
For sure.
And what happens that I don't think people realize, once a pipe starts clogging, let's just say it's almost like your arteries. I've had open heart surgery.
It is, exactly.
So they start to clog and then buildup begins to accumulate. That's why it's not just one thing that's clogged. It is several things, and it's a ton of grease, it's hair, it's all this nasty stuff, because I was in construction for a number of years. I've had to take a few sinks out to replace countertops. So I've seen some things I don't want to see. So those things do clog. Now, I do want to address, can you address a little bit of our storm drains? Like, for example, you know, the city comes, picks our leaves up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a storm drain, and we had just gathered the leaves, and then we get this huge storm.
Yeah.
It literally moved them all in front of my driveway, but because it took them along the curb, all right?
Right.
But some of those go down into the storm drain. What's what's the best thing that we should be doing around our storm drains?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. Our storm drains are a really important piece of our infrastructure in Lynchburg. They will convey anything that goes down that drain to a stream or a river. So it's super important that we think about what goes in those drains.
Okay.
And that includes, just like you mentioned, every time it rains, rain moves things.
Right.
Right? So anything that falls on the ground, whether that be litter, oil, leaves, all of that is going to get rushed off of our impermeable surfaces, so the surfaces that can't absorb the water.
Right.
It's going to move the water into those storm drains, which then will move all of that stuff that goes in there to our streams and our rivers.
Right.
So it's really important. Our slogan is to only let rain go down our drain, only rain to the James. And so you'll see some artwork around the city. We just finished our Art Storm campaign, actually.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, some new artwork in Windhurst to remind folks about that. So yeah, anything you can do to keep stuff out of the drain, the best way to do it is just to keep your storm drains clear, don't litter, and make sure that only, you know, rain is going in there.
Now, if I wanted to go work for the city and I wanted to work for your department and I wanted to be one of the guys that worked the camera gadget.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Just give us a quick, because Jana has one more question for you. I can see she's waiting for me to finish this one. Is like, what can you do? How can you start out? What would be that process?
Yeah, well, glad you asked that. We have some positions open right now. So if you want to work for us, you certainly can. Please put in your application.
What's the starting pay?
Yeah, you can have some fun with us. And basically all we ask for is that you're eager. You want to protect the environment. You want to help the community. And you can come work with us. We have tons of different positions open, whether that be the crews who are working to keep our lines clear, operators at our water treatment plant and our resource recovery facility. We have maintenance folks. We have folks in finance. We have all sorts of different jobs available for a variety of different people. So that is an option for you. If you are interested, check it out on our website.
All right, give us the website.
Yeah, it's the City of Lynchburg's website, so lynchburgva.gov.
Okay.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us today. Earlier in the day, we were talking about the pollution score that came to the James River. Mm-hmm. It's not what it could be.
Always room for growth.
There's always room for growth. And so what we want people to understand from this conversation is you can be a part of the solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a campaign going on right now where you can absolutely be part of the solution, where we can recycle your grease instead of putting it just in the trash, which is a totally acceptable option. If you want to do that instead of pouring it down your grease, please put it in the trash.
Right.
But you can also recycle it into a biofuel with us. So we have these grease recycling kits that we're giving out at all of the Lynchburg Parks and Rec neighborhoods. Centers, the community market, Bedford Regional Water Authorities is partnering with us on this as well. So it's a regional partnership. So you can come pick one of these kits up and bring back your grease to us and recycle it into a biofuel.
Wow.
I like that.
Yeah.
So there's no charge for it?
There's no charge. It's totally free. Just come pick up your kit. You'll get everything that you need to recycle. You get a can lid, a funnel, sponge, a little scraper to make sure all that stuff doesn't go down your drain, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, nice. We'll put a link on our Facebook page so people can go and see those locations and take advantage of that. So we just want you to be a part of the solution.
Yep, absolutely.
She's such a nice lady being involved with all those three P's and the toilet paper, the pee and the poop
knowledge,
and the pipes.
Really?
Well, I'm sorry. It was part of the
knowledge
campaign.
Is power.
It
you
is.
Got it.
So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's Lily Meehan, and she's from the City of Lynchburg. It is 8:19.
Start your mornings on the right foot
and listen to the Morning Jam 6 to 9 a.m. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Enjoy the feast, recycle the grease. There you go. I like it. It is the word.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to follow up on some of the things we talk about here on the Morning Jam, you can go to Facebook, type in the Morning Jam on VTRN, and you'll be able to see follow-ups to a lot of the stories we talk about.
You put some links up there, I think, didn't you?
I did. I put a link up to where you can go in Lynchburg and Bedford to pick up the little kits that she told us about. And it's a pretty nice little kit.
She left us one.
Each of us
have a funnel and a couple other things in that bag. Thank you so much, Lily. And you can also check out our interview if you just caught part of it by going to our SoundCloud page. Type in The Morning Jam once you get to SoundCloud. The Morning Jam on VTRN. The Morning Jam on VTRN. Then start typing in the date. And it'll all autofill there for you.
Yeah, we have several things that we've put on our Facebook recently, including that list of places you can go get your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
If you're in the Roanoke area. So
I'm hungry right now.
You are?
Yeah.
What are you hungry for?
I just need to go grab something here after the show.
What are you looking forward to the most for your Thanksgiving meal?
Me right now, if I had to think about it, wow. I do love me some mashed potatoes. I have to be careful how much I have of it.
Right.
I really like mashed potatoes with gravy and some turkey.
Yeah.
And if I just had those, I don't even have to have the stuffing, although I would like some stuffing. I can just handle that because it's the old TV dinner trays that we used to get as kids.
Oh.
Get the turkey dinner. Bada boom, bada bing. That was such a big deal as a kid, having TV dinners.
Oh,
of course, you didn't have
yeah.
microwaves back then. We had to actually pop them in the oven.
Right, and they had
for
the
11
metal
minutes.
And
yeah.
the... okay.
Yeah, banquet.
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 That's funny.
Pot pies.
All right.
Gosh, I'm even more hungry
so,
now.
So I'm curious as to what our listeners, what is your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal? 434-248-0704. For my family, it's definitely the dressing. Definitely.
The dressing, yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And do you say dressing or stuffing?
I say stuffing.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a geographical thing?
I don't
that
know.
We say that?
Is that more
because
northern?
Because I don't
or?
Know anybody who stuffs their turkey anymore.
Well, okay, yeah.
But, I mean, I use both. It just depends on... And I've never stuffed the turkey.
Right.
With the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if that's... if it depends on... Because depending on what part of the country you're from,
right.
there are some things that... Like, when I grew up, all soft drinks were Cokes.
Mm-hmm.
That in the
right,
part,
right, right.
The part
it didn't
of the
matter.
Country where I lived.
Yeah. Even a Pepsi was a Coke.
Even a Pepsi was a Coke. Everything was a Coke.
Right.
If you wanted to just bring me a Coke.
Right.
And that could have been a Sprite or or whatever. And then in some places it's pop.
Pop.
They
okay.
call it pop.
Yeah, soda pop.
Soda pop.
Yeah.
I have a sister-in-law, or used to have a sister-in-law, that was from the Ohio area.
Okay.
And Canton, Ohio, and she would say pop.
Yeah.
I want some soda. Soda pop.
Soda pop. Hey, what do yuns say in Pennsylvania? You say dressing or stuffing, Dale? Yuns. What do yuns say?
Dressing when I was a kid, but we'd all say stuffing.
Did you say yuns?
No.
Really? Oh, well, that must be a Western Pennsylvania thing. Instead of saying you all, we say yuns. Yuns coming over tonight?
It's like
you guys.
Use guys. Yeah, okay. We've done that, yeah.
That's funny.
So what's on your mind, bud? Got a couple minutes here.
Well, you're talking about the best way to get rid of grease down the drain and to clean off your dishes. We go with the old standard of cleaning your plates with soap and water first, except we call them Trish and Clark.
Trish and Clark.
You call...
Yes, my two canine friends. They are the ones that clean off the plates first, and you
got
put
it.
All that stuff on your drain.
Yeah, there you go.
See, always thinking, my friend. I like it.
It goes down their drain.
Recycling 100%.
Yeah.
Well, this is true.
Here's the problem. Some of us have dogs that have beards. Like, so if I let my littles do that, they literally look like Cheech and Chong when they're done.
Well, then they can clean each other's faces when they're done, right?
Oh, yes.
Or maybe the big dogs would come and do
that.
Yeah,
the one lick of the big dog would clean the whole face.
Clean them up.
Well, that is a good pre-wash, yes, having the dogs.
Then the dishwasher will sanitize it. It's fine and dandy.
That's right.
Nothing goes down your drain.
Yeah. Great idea, Dale. I'm going to write it down.
I like it a lot.
Have a good one, bud.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Well, I've seen it. You've seen
the
I was
sitting there going, Trish and Clark, what on earth? Interesting name for dogs.
Yeah.
It always cracks me up when they give... When we give our animals people names.
Yeah.
I mean, like Winston and Baxter, that kind of sounds like a dog name.
Right.
But I had a dog named Fred.
Okay. Well, so, Oliver is a human name, but Romeo is not.
Well, it was to Juliet.
Well, okay. Well, I take that back. In modern days, you see more Olivers than Romeos.
Ah.
He was named, the reason I say it's not human is because he was named after a town. Little town in the middle of nowhere in Florida. It's Romeo, Florida. That's how the dog got his name. Not because he's a great lover of other dogs.
Right.
Although he does love people.
That's true. So we've had asked you, what is your favorite part about Thanksgiving? Bear said, hunting the pig.
Hunting?
Put in the china box.
Apparently, oh, wow.
Apparently okay. We forego. Although Bear hits me as the kind that would go turkey hunting.
Yeah.
Maybe. Lester said, being asked to say the blessing.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is nice.
That's sweet.
I like it. You were sent a photo.
I was?
On the text. They want to make sure that you see it.
What is it?
Basically, it's a sign.
What's it say?
That said, not only did I fall off the diet wagon, I dragged it into the woods, set it on fire, and used the insurance money to buy a cupcake. So.
Okay. All right. If I ate as much as I talked about eating, I would be,
you
well,
just,
we'd have to be.
You just appreciate.
I love me some food.
The good food.
Yes.
That's all.
It's a limited love.
Right.
It has to be, or otherwise I'll have unlimited.
And the other
waist
thing
size.
Is, you don't eat food just to eat food. So, I mean, it needs to be good food. You're a little bit of a stickler that way, which is good. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Kimberly McBroom's on the way. We've got your headlines for Lynchburg, Roanoke, and the South Side. So we'll have that coming up for you in just a little bit. Thanks for listening to the Morning Jam on this Wednesday.
Yeah. Thanks.
And currently, we have 40 degrees in Lynchburg. It's 44 in Bedford. Hello.
Yeah.
43 in Madison Heights, 45 in Salem and Roanoke, and they passed Danville. Danville's 43.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're getting in the 40s at least. That's, it's here. It's here. We're supposed to see the 70s, and you better enjoy it while it lasts.
I will say,
it's not going to be around long.
Well, we even started putting up some of the lights outside
because,
You know, it's nice to do it when it's warm enough. It warms up enough during the day that you can kind of get that done.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be good for that. But now by Saturday, it's going to be chilly for sure.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how the catalytic converter thefts decrease, because those puppies get cold as the weather gets colder.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's been 400 stolen in the Roanoke area.
Golly.
It's just amazing. Make sure if you start your car in the morning and it sounds like, you know, Jeff Gordon got in there and ran it around a little bit last night around the NASCAR track and it's awfully loud, there's a good chance you've lost your catalytic converter. These things on the black market go for anywhere from $300 to $1,200. Roanoke alone, the city of Roanoke, 182 of these have been stolen. 200 in Roanoke County and Rockbridge County, 40 of these catalytic converters have been stolen. There's no real way that you can stop someone from doing this. I mean, if you hear a metal on metal sound, there's a chance somebody's got a Sawzall and they're underneath your car cutting it loose. The best thing you can do is dial 911.
Right.
And
maybe get a tag number.
Yeah. And try to say, hey, what are you doing? And if you hear that somebody bumping their head on the underside of your car and then they're running to theirs. But
in this colorful is, language.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it. I mean, that's 400 people in one area that basically they've been robbed.
It's got to be the same people, don't
I would
you think?
Yeah, I would think that there's there may be a small handful of people that do this.
Yeah.
And they have to take it somewhere to get that $300 to $1,200,
right? So
that's where the FBI and local authorities need
are gonna get them.
Yeah, they should.
But yeah, they could be going out of state with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to know. But the thing about it is, whoever's buying these, they're going to be in just as much trouble as the people selling it.
Yeah,
for sure. Well, this morning, Franklin County authorities warned the community about a train experiencing mechanical issues, resulting in a road closure. Franklin County Sheriff's Office says that Bonbrook Mill Road is blocked at the train tracks by the disabled train. They do say that Norfolk Southern has been made aware of the issue. They're working to resolve it, but they have no idea how long it will take to move that train.
Okay. Interesting. So this next one here is an interesting an award. Lynchburg, Roanoke, and Danville among the winners of top digital cities. These regions and these cities have been listed among the winners of 2021 digital cities recognized for cities that utilize technology to tackle social challenges, enhance services, and strengthen cybersecurity.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what was it again? Lynchburg?
Lynchburg, Roanoke, and Danville, where we can be heard on our Virginia Talk Radio Network. Yeah. All got the award. I don't know what you get.
I don't know why that surprises me. Maybe some Bitcoin. Yeah. That's good, I guess. That's a good thing. Here's something that's not good.
Okay.
Holidays may not be so delightful when it comes to decorating this year, especially if you are hoping for a fresh Christmas tree. Consumers can expect to see higher prices and a smaller supply of the fresh foliage. Neil Cox, who's the greenhouse manager at Country Corner Gardening and Nursery, says things are looking slim. We've never seen anything quite this bad. The Roanoke Nursery gets their trees shipped in, which has resulted in complications because of a lot of places that ship trees are experiencing shortages. And, you know, now that I think about it, we, you know, you usually start seeing them this time of year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They start pulling them out. I haven't
any.
Seen all, you know, the lot. Dave's Christmas trees. I haven't seen it out there yet.
He says, if you want a fresh Christmas tree, you better start looking now and don't wait for a deal because there's not going to be any. During this uncomfortable time of shortages, buying local in many cases has helped folks avoid the shortages. John Hamill of Hamill Christmas Tree Farm says there are advantages to getting your tree at a local farm. We've had tree farms that you can go cut your own tree, no doubt about it. It's more fun to cut your own tree. And you should have a tree that'll last longer. So we encourage you to do that as well.
Okay.
The Christmas trees usually start selling at the farms the day after Thanksgiving.
Right. Okay.
I don't do the live tree thing anymore.
Yeah.
But, I always liked having a live tree. Right. But
yeah. Mine goes live when I turn the lights on. Then it's live.
You only have one.
Going live.
You only have one pitiful little.
One strand.
That's going to be the worst.
Surviving.
Reveal at Rockefeller Center ever. At the Lamb household. 3, 2, 1.
The lights didn't even dim on the city.
One little streets. Strand is left.
So paper bulbs hang from another kind of tree. This is we hear the stories of the angel tree, and that's a great thing. We had that one yesterday. This is a tree that helps seniors.
Oh,
for almost
love that.
Yeah, almost 20 years. Homestead Senior Care has organized Be a Santa for a Senior. Seniors often overlooked during the holidays because the focus is typically on children. And they want to bring a focus to the simplicity of the needs of a senior. There was one gentleman that requested pajamas. He just wanted new pajamas.
Aww.
For the year. So including Roanoke, Lynchburg, and surrounding counties, Be a Santa to a Senior will help up to 1,600 people this year. So if you want to be part of that, reach out to the folks at Homestead Senior Care, and you can be part of their Christmas tree outreach to seniors. Be a Santa to a Senior.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. We need to check into that. Hey, Trucker Bob's on line one.
Is he?
He's wanting to talk about Thanksgiving. I bet that's one of his favorite holidays.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. Mark, what day is it? What day is it, Mark?
Is that a hair lip dog or is that Bob?
It's hump day.
Hey, I love Thanksgiving. We always had big gaps. Coming from pastor's home, we would always have to the parsonage for Thanksgiving, and I miss that because, of course, Mom and Dad are gone now, and one of my sisters is gone. But back when we were, except for Mom and Dad, I think they were gone then, we went to my brother-in-law's up in West Virginia. My sister, who's living in Florida, come up. We had a pretty good gathering, and you're talking about getting the plate cleaned by the animals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We brought our dog along, and my brother-in-law had a little beagle. And
oh, dear.
So, he got a twinkle in his eye. We piled the plates on the floor, and they dogs went to town on him.
Oh, wow. And what did the ladies think about that?
Then we picked him up and put him back in the cupboard.
And my oh, no.
He's going, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And Harry looks there and says, that's how we get all of our dishes clean.
Gross. Wow. Oh, yikes. No. Oh, that's a good one. That's a pretty good
one. Gathering. With not gathering
but
with that family.
Fun.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Well, that's what matters, and it created a great memory.
Yeah.
If not a great dining experience.
It does.
Yes.
I miss my mom's cinnamon rolls and pecan pies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She always put a big spread on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's up to my wife and daughter and sister-in-law, or daughter-in-law, to do all that.
Yeah. I bet they do a good job.
Well, have a great day and enjoy the hump day!
There's somebody that appreciates my little ditty that
he
I do
does.
For hump day.
He
Thank you, Bob.
He does enjoy it. I'm more like the girl in the commercial. It's hump day. Oh my goodness.
All That's right. Great. Well, it's time for some
it.
Food. We've been talking a lot about food. Like
yeah, we
I said,
have.
I'm getting hungry.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg and they are worth the trip. Sign up to be a VIP customer and you'll get first chance at finding out what they're bringing on trucks. You'll get some access to some special deals and some coupons for $5 off, $10 off. It's definitely worth signing up to be a VIP customer. We'll tell you how to do that in just a second. Right now, we've got a recipe for you for a side dish that's a little bit different, a little bit healthier addition for your Thanksgiving meal, and super good. It's a Thanksgiving wild rice pilaf. So if you have people that have gluten issues, dairy issues, some of the things on that Thanksgiving table can be pretty heavy in those areas. This one is not, and it's yummy. You're going to start with 1.5 cups of a wild rice blend. And set that aside, and then in a large deep skillet or a pot over medium low flame, you're going to add a splash of water or a drizzle of olive oil, and you're going to put in 1 leek chopped and rinsed well. Now with leeks, you really do need to make sure that you rinse those well because they get a little sandy if you're not careful.
Right.
So you need to make sure that you clean those really well. And then saute them with a pinch of sea salt until they're translucent. Then you're going to want to stir in 1 carrot that's been finely grated and some thyme, oregano, sage, rosemary, red pepper flakes, and some bay leaves. Then you're going to add in that wild rice mix and just toast that with the aromatics for just a couple of minutes. After that, you're going to want to add your chopped bell peppers. I like to use red. It's more festive that way.
Mm-hmm.
And a cup of cranberries. Pour in your wine and you're going to simmer it until it's reduced by about half. Then you're going to add your vegetable stock in. Stir and taste for seasonings. Add more sea salt if it's needed, but it probably won't be needed with the broth, but so make sure you test it first. Then you're going to bring the rice to a simmer, cover it with a tight lid, and cook it on a low flame for 50 minutes. Then you're going to turn the flame off. Do not remove the lid. This is really important. You need to allow the rice to sit covered for another 15 minutes. And then after that, you can pull out the bay leaves or any woody sprigs if you're using like fresh thyme, that type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then use a fork to gently fluff up the rice. What I love about this is you can serve it warm or cold. It's equally good both ways. And you can top it with a few remaining cranberries and fresh herbs, and it's delicious. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and 9, and you'll see this recipe along with all the other recipes we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you courtesy of F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree Spiral Sliced Hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina sweet potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines cake mix is 99 cents with a frosting 2 for $3. And grade A large eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
And you got it. Hey, I want to mention something real quick. A lot of things have been happening in education. And not only folks fighting for the current public school system, some have decided to go outside of that system and create something new. There's something called the Lion's Den. They're going to be having a meeting in Bedford tomorrow night. It's an innovative, unrivaled education, biblical worldview, K through 12, community-wide presentation. It's going to be happening tomorrow at Trinity Baptist Church there in Bedford on Lyle Street. If you want to check it out, the program's going to begin tomorrow night, November the 18th, at 7 p.m. at Trinity Baptist Church. If this is something that interests you, you can go over there and meet up with David Beauregard. He's the one heading this thing up, along with some other local leaders and pastors and so forth. Again, it is called the Lion's Den, and it'll be a new biblical worldview for education K through 12.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, you know, I love me an animal story.
Yes, yes.
I do. I love them.
Oh, I know you do. And you get quite attached.
I do.
To the mouse in the drain.
I was a little concerned. I didn't know. That seems like a yucky place for a little mouse to be.
Does he have like a scuba outfit on?
I don't know. How does he survive? I picture him with a little chef hat on. Maybe like Ratatouille. I don't know. I get very emotional this time of year.
He went down the drain cleaning his own pots and pans.
She's probably looking at me like, "What? It's a mouse. What is your problem?" It's who I am. I can't help it.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, we interviewed Lily Nehan, or Nehan, she's from the city of Lynchburg. We're talking about the pipes and the drain systems and so on.
Right.
You can catch that on our SoundCloud.
But now, I'm not warm and fuzzy about all animals, I'll confess.
Okay.
You know my thoughts about snakes. Don't love them.
Oh, no. I'm with you.
I don't plan on going to Australia anytime either because apparently the reptile park in Australia says they have had a donation of the biggest spider they have ever seen.
Okay.
It is a funnel web spider.
Okay.
How nicknamed big is this? A mega spider. It's hairy. It's dark in color.
Mm-hmm.
It measures 8 centimeters from foot to foot.
Mm.
I'm not good with my metric.
I'm not
Could
either.
Could you look that up?
You said eight millimeters.
Eight centimeters.
See,
you're not good at it.
Either. 8 millimeters, that thing would be huge. I mean, we're talking about a movie on that deal.
Kong.
The mega Janet's spider. Over there acting it out.
Right, that ate Manhattan. It was donated anonymously. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The real threat, apparently, from this guy is it has nearly inch-long fangs.
Oh, Lord.
Sharp enough.
No.
And strong enough to pierce a human fingernail.
Wow. Holy. Oh, a fingernail. I was going to say skin is enough. A fingernail?
It can go through.
That's like a drill bit.
I know.
Good grief.
The Australian Reptile Park says the mega spider's fangs will be milked for venom.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. That can be turned into anti-venom. Well, you might want to have that on hand. Because depending on whether or not he's a cranky spider, I know the Lord has made all animals for a reason,
right?
I know that, but I have yet to figure out some of these spiders and stink bugs.
Right.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, don't know the purpose of it all, do you?
But sometimes, I mean, I used to tell stories about when I was trying to teach my kids about how you can't really go mm-hmm. by how somebody looks. And we would talk about midges. Midges are very unattractive
right.
little insects. I mean, mm-hmm. if you saw one, you probably crush it under your foot.
Right.
But if we didn't have midges, we wouldn't have chocolate. I mean, that's just the bottom line.
No way. This is like the bees and the honey thing?
It kind of is.
Holy
yeah.
cow.
Except a bee, you might go, oh, a bee. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But a midge, I don't think anybody would appreciate. You know, you'd be like, oh, ew. But without that ugliness,
right.
you don't get the beauty of chocolate.
What? How do they
so
tie into
all those
into
things work did, together. Because
they're not part of, like, what we're eating, right? I mean,
no, they help with the
cocoa
beans.
Plants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So,
they're best
they
buddies with the cocoa
a,
plant.
That's exactly
okay.
right.
Okay. 3.15 inches, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a decent size.
Ugh.
But he's, oh my gosh. But
it's
the
those
fangs
inch-long
can go.
Fangs that yeah. are the problem.
Well, I mean, this guy's, you know, you've heard of the old knuckles dragging, you know?
Right.
This is like teeth dragging.
It's like my kids, one time my youngest came running up out of the basement.
Right.
And I said, what is wrong with you? And he goes, there is a spider the size of a Volkswagen.
Which, wow.
Yeah. That was a little melodramatic. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know where he gets that from.
Maybe his Matchbox Volkswagen. I don't know.
But anyway, a midge is a pollinator.
Okay.
So it is.
Right.
Hey, one of the things we want to mention to you that's really important to us here at the station is Insane Radio Deals.
Yep.
If you're wanting to support local businesses, including ours,
mm-hmm.
this is a great way for you to do that.
Right.
There are some wonderful gifts that you can give. There right now on Insane Radio Deals, you can get a one-night stay at the Virginia Dare Cruises Airbnb at Smith Mountain Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $100 for a very nice stay there. It's typically $200. Also, if you're looking for a stocking stuffer for a concealed carry person mm-hmm. in your life, T4 Tactics has their remedial firearm training at the range.
Right.
Typically, that's $35. It's $20 on Insane Radio Deals. And also another good one is a T4 Tactics gun cleaning class. That would be great to stuff in a stocking.
Sure.
And it's $20. Right now, we also have Gary's Garden Centers and Travel Lovers and some SeaQuest.
Yep.
Lots of ways for you
and
to enjoy that.
I mentioned this last week. We had a gentleman drive up from Roanoke to pick up his workbook for Proven Men Ministries, the 12-week work study guide. And he came up and gave us $25 for $56 worth of product. You get the workbook and the actual book itself. So that's a great deal, normally selling for $56, helping guys have sexual integrity in their life.
Nice.
And that is a worthy goal to have.
Well, we also want to remind you that if you have a small business and you are interested in learning more about Insane Radio Deals, this can help you in a very affordable way, and it helps us as well. Mark or I, either one, mm-hmm. can help you with any of your advertising needs. And we do want you to know that if you do value what we try to bring you in the mornings, it is super important that just like any other small business, if we don't have the support of the community,
mm-hmm.
if we don't have business people that'll come alongside us, you know, it's just economics.
Yeah,
so,
it's pure economics.
So we do need the support just like any small business does. So if you know of a business that could use our help,
mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to reach out to them. Mark will be glad to reach out to them because, you know, we need you hopefully as much as you need us.
And we can even give you some business solutions possibly because of both of our backgrounds.
Of course.
We've done a lot of things.
We have.
We've done a few things because we've done a few things.
We've seen
like
a
the
few
commercial.
Things, so we've done a few things. Yeah. But, I've been in marketing for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You have
I had a business
been
for 20
from
years.
The small business.
Mm-hmm.
So Jay Rose at VirginiaTalkRadioNetwork.com. M. Lamb at VirginiaTalkRadio.com. Or you can Facebook us or you can text us. We'll be back tomorrow.
We will.
It's Life Hack Thursday.
No more spiders and snakes because...
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Me either.
And that ain't what it takes.
Just...
Like I want to be loved by you. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, make today awesome. Almost forgot. Got to get that in there.
Mm.